Well, a lot of eyes were on Madison this week, Mark, as Governor Evers approved the state budget, but not necessarily the way some people wanted it to be. Let's talk a little bit about that Visit Milwaukee, and how much did he cut the budget on that one?
Yeah, that was an interesting one. There was originally, he ended up cutting it by 90%, so it went from $10 million down to $1 million. So that's for the RNC, and the theory was that that would help in terms of the marketing and some of the stuff that, of the brand image and promoting. His theory was that, you know, you shouldn't be spending as much on that. We should be spending things on other things like child care and other things through the budget. We did have our staff actually go back and look, and for the 2020 convention, Libby, there wasn't any state money given. So I think he was trying to make it kind of apples for apples, even though he did throw him a little bit of money. So I think that's kind of it. And it was interesting because from a quote at the time from Robin Boss, the speaker, he said that we should not be using state money for these kinds of conventions. I think you can argue that point because of what it means to the state, what it means to the region, what it means to the area. But, I mean, at least they got $1 million out of it, right? So they got to spend it. But nowhere near what the Republicans wanted in that case.
Well, hopefully at least the Republicans will be here, unlike the Democrats in 2020.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to actually have a convention this time, wouldn't it? That'd be a good,
we just
don't want the walls around the convention center. We actually want to have a convention.
Exactly. All right. Now, looking at the state budget again, there were funds included to push towards that widening of I-94 near American Family Field. What are they looking at doing and how soon?
You know, this is one we've been talking about for a while, and it actually would expand it from 6 to 8 lanes from about 16th Street out through the stadium out to like 84th Street. Really something that's needed, it's been talked about, but has a lot of opposition. A lot of people, the transit people and others, some of the neighbors in that area really would not want to see that happen. They want to see it kept at 6 lanes and look at also some transit alternatives. So this one now moves through engineering and into other areas, moves forward with the money there, hopefully gets started in 25. But we'll see. I mean, it could end up in court. That's kind of the next thing. There's been a lot of opposition here. Think about how you need to kind of access through the Marquette, out through the zoo interchange, up through other areas of the state. So it's something that's been talked about a lot and needed. But now, you know, we'll see whether it gets finally to happen.
Does it affect a cemetery? Is that part of where that area? Because I would think that would be the biggest obstacle,
isn't
it?
That's going to be a big option, you know, having to move those graves or kind of work around it to not move the graves. So, yeah, there's a lot to do. But the fact that he included all this money in the budget for it is another step forward towards the environmental work. But I would say to you now, I think it'll end up in court at some point just because there is a lot of opposition to it.
Well, let's move to the Milwaukee Common Council, Mark, because on Tuesday, they're going to take up two separate proposals. One is to implement that 2% city sales tax. Then also, your favorite, they want to secure funding for the HOP. Are they both likely to pass?
Yeah, I think it's a rule that I have to talk about the streetcar every week. Mm-hmm. I think it's just really important for us to do that. But no, I think the sales tax will pass. I think there's still a lot of opposition. There's a lot of anger with it just because of some of the things that were done in terms of the local control, people that don't really want it. But in the end, the alternatives are not good. I mean, the alternatives are cuts in staffing, cuts in services. So I think in the end, it passes. In terms of the streetcar, there, I think it will also pass. I think the city and the aldermen realize that you have a system now that's nice, yet not efficient. You need a larger system. So now with the state laws saying they can't use local funds, they got to be creative. They have to come up with a way to find more money. Because in a great world, you'd have that thing would extend up to the convention center and up to the arena and then up north into Brewers Hill. It would go south through the Third Ward into Walker's Point. In a dream world, Libby, I mean, it would go out to the stadium, right? You'd be able to hop on downtown up north through the university. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but it needs more, and I think the city's going to realize that.
Well, even though Summerfest ended last night, Mark, there's another big party.
I think the people still there, though. I think they're still hanging out down there.
Well, you know why? Because they want to be ready for Thursday when Harley-Davidson's 120th anniversary kicks off.
Isn't there just something every day in Milwaukee during the summer?
Isn't
that
crazy? I love it. But how many visitors are they expecting?
They're expecting thousands of visitors, about a $95 million impact. Hotels will be full. All the campgrounds will be full, and it'll be loud. No matter where you live in Milwaukee, it's going to be loud, but yet it's a good loud because it means a lot of money is being spent in Milwaukee. There's going to be major concerts on the lakefront with Green Bay and the Foo Fighters. There's going to be things at the museum. There's just going to be a roar throughout the city as all these people come here. And they're coming from throughout the country and from throughout the world. So this is great for Milwaukee. And I think for those of us who remember the 100th, 110th, 115th, this is just kind of a cool time to hang out here in Milwaukee and see this brand that we're all very well known.
And I assume you're going to be getting your T-shirt out and you'll be out there with the bands.
You know, I figure I'll be out there with the bands watching, but I figure I'm going to see you on a Harley, right? Going to be riding down, either riding one or riding with somebody. I got to believe you're going to be in the parade. You're going to be right at the front of the parade.
I may have to be, Mark.
I no doubt about it.
Finally, let's talk about Milwaukee's Northwest Side and that $300 million mixed-use project. Who's doing it, and what exactly are they planning on developing?
This is a cool project because it's something you and I have talked about, and actually a lot of people have talked about, is we've had all this great stuff that's happening right in the heart of the city, right downtown, but we need more to happen in the neighborhood. So here you have a large project through a local developer, Oil Capital, spending all this money to do housing, whether it's retail, parks, creating housing to live in the city in terms of affordable housing and all types of mixed use, whether it's single family apartments, all up on the Northwest Side where there's a need for this. There's also a lot of land available. It's near Northridge, and I know we haven't talked about Northridge in a while, which is probably okay, but something happens there, and all of a sudden, things could start happening on the Northwest Side. That's kind of a side of town that we haven't talked about a lot, other than Northridge, but yet there's a lot of land up there. There's a lot of opportunity there for growth in Milwaukee. And if we ever want to meet the mayors, he wants to grow our city a lot. I see a lot of growth potential out there because it's a good area and there's a lot of land available.
Well, Mark, I know you took time out of your golf game this morning to join us. How are you doing out there?
I wouldn't call it a game. I'd call it, it's kind of a dredge. It's kind of a hackathon. I'm not really sure what I'd call it, but it's a beautiful day. I'm outside, and it's gorgeous, and I'm with some good people. We're here raising money for charity. I'll take credit in that. I don't want to talk about my game because that's not good.
Oh, well, maybe you'll get a hole-in-one before the day's
out.
There you go.
I think only if I throw the ball in the hole. That's the only way that happens.
Well, you know, if nobody's looking, it counts. All right, Mark, listen.
All right, Libby, it's always great to talk to you. You have a great week.
Take care.